Lincoln Skins on the Worst Little Podcast.
Ow! Want to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowden.
Come join the fun, podcasting live from the recent past. I am the Reverend Rory Dowden, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. I've got my main man, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
What's
here.
Up?
Dogwater Dick's in the back studio. We've also got our great friend, New Girl.
Hi,
Amy. And Amy from her show. But best
Hello.
Of all, we've got the music of Lincoln Skin.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
You left out a couple people.
There's some others in the.
Who else do we got?
I haven't seen who's
Rick.
Who's in
who
the
do
back?
We got?
Oh.
Nobody told me.
Surprise!
Surprise!
Derek, the
hey.
Bellman is here.
Bellman and tech director back.
Not,
right.
The not Bellman like bellhop.
The Bellman. I have some bags
Hello,
for you, Derek.
Derek. Nice to see you through the wall that I can't see through.
You remember Derek that you never met before the show, right?
Actually, don't Derek, don't we know each other?
Oh, do you?
We know
yeah,
each other,
of course
yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We've met at the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
We are colleagues at the theater.
Colleagues.
The we all met Derek, and I forgot to tell you, and I'm sorry, we met him on the Patreon show.
Yeah, no, I just didn't realize he was here. It's good to see you, friend.
Hey.
Welcome.
Wee.
Yay. And so, and Lincoln Skins, please introduce
you
yourselves
you
by
doing?
Voice to the audience.
My name is John, and I play bass, and I sing.
This is Paul. I play guitar.
Jay Whiskey on the drums.
How you doing, Jay Whiskey? I didn't get to meet you earlier.
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Great drumming.
How old are you, Jay Whiskey?
I'm 20. I'll be 21 in January.
Ooh, so close. So close.
So close, yet so far.
And we would never
down
yeah,
there.
No
down there,
we would never give any beer to anybody under 200.
No, because that's illegal.
Right.
What?
Exactly.
True.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, hey, we're excited to have you all here. This is a big, crazy show this week.
It's a full house, and it's an interesting combination. I like it.
Yeah.
Nothing says Christmas like metal.
Right? I asked these guys if they were going to play
dude,
Christmas songs.
Punk rock and Christmas
they said yes,
bell.
But it has
you know, I always like, you know, pair guests and music seamlessly.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
It's intentional.
Yep.
That's what Reno was all about.
Different crowds,
weird
mixing.
Things,
right?
Eclecticity,
mixed bills.
Taco places have hamburgers and vice versa.
Eclecticity, mm-hmm. Nick just said.
And they sell tacos made of ice cream.
Yes.
What? Choco tacos?
Mm-hmm. That's the greatest thing.
But do they sell ice cream made of tacos?
What?
Mm.
I don't know.
They should.
I'm thinking about that. I could go for this.
We'll work on that.
Yeah.
Taco ice cream.
Well, hey, Jamie, why don't you let everybody know why you're here? You're directing a show over at Good Luck Macbeth. You're not just here to, like, say hi to the old studio. You have a real job, and we're assholes.
Talking to you, dummies.
Slumming it.
I'm lucky enough to be directing Mrs. Bob Cratchit's Wild Christmas Binge at Good Luck Macbeth Theater. We are in the middle of rehearsals.
That's Bob Cratchit's wife, right?
Yeah. She's not not
her.
On her best behavior.
So while
in this show.
Scrooge is out there getting a talking to from the three ghosts, she's out there like what, just whoring it up.
You're going to have to come see the show. I'm going to tell you that. Come on.
It kind of sounds like it from the title. It's kind of a giveaway there.
It's a family
it's
show,
a binge.
Though, believe it or not. There's like maybe two naughty words, but it's a family show.
So the binge doesn't have anything to do with eggnog.
There's some binging.
Oh,
there's
okay.
Some shots in a bar. There's a river and a fish.
She has a rig.
And a horse and a dog.
The Fezziwigs are there.
Rig.
Well, what else can I say without saying too much? Scrooge is there. The ghosts are there. Okay. Yeah.
Animals.
There's some animals.
Figgy pudding.
Definitely figgy pudding.
Figgy pudding. Okay, well.
Nick, no.
Oh.
No. Too far.
Damn it.
So it's written by Christopher Durang, though.
I'm getting used
Durang,
to the new culture.
Rad, yeah.
Durang
yeah.
is a super subtly social commentary writer, so there's this undertone of, like, Christmas
contemporary
sucks.
Comedic.
But it's a musical, and it's comedy, and so it's written where there's music kind of under it. Usually people play the CD, a play with music, but I said, fuck it, let's do a full-on musical.
Hey.
So I got Cammy Thompson, the best vocal director in town, a live piano player, Amy Ginder, the best choreographer, and Derek Nance playing freaking handbells.
Now, but he's the best handbell player.
He's the only handbell player.
And the best.
Only and the best.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, so we're doing it.
I bet your do you keep your hands soft?
Actually, as a matter of fact, yes.
I don't think that has anything to do with handbells, though.
I really don't, Erica.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. We open on Black Friday.
The best day to open a Christmas show.
Yeah, so we'll take Thanksgiving
off. So after a long
off.
Day of shopping, you could...
Go get drunk and watch some funny holiday music.
Yeah. It is funny. It's a funny show.
Or watch us trying to make it through opening night. I don't know.
Oh, we're going to be so ready, dude. I got you.
It's going to be awesome.
You. Are you going to your sales and then coming to the show?
Yeah. Sales. Yeah, whatever. Do whatever you do. Yeah, I'm nice, though, and I give my cast Thanksgiving off because I'm a nice director. So...
Not that's the good. Harsh task.
Well, usually it's Hell Week. You would preview on a Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
No, right.
Not in this town.
No preview for the show? You're
preview
just gonna,
on Wednesday.
Oh, you are going to do a Wednesday.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. The cast is currently rehearsing while I'm doing this.
Who's in the show? Who might our audience know?
Oh, man, there's a bunch of new team members that
excellent.
It's their first time at Good Luck Myth. Beth Annalise is playing the ghost. She's kind of one of the leads. Kevin McCrae just did that Halloween show. He's in it. We've got Sophie Moeller. We've got Jasper Unger. Mackenzie
wonderful.
From UNR is new. It's a whole big, fun group.
Are there lots of hot dudes? Because that's...
So many hot dudes.
Okay, that's what gets me
It's pretty much all hot dudes.
That's
hot
how
with their
Jamie
shirts
casts
off.
Her right. shows.
Always. I only pick scripts that are full of hot dudes.
Dude, if I go to the play, I'm always happy. But if they're shirtless hot dudes, fuck.
Do you think this band will come see the Christmas show? They're sitting right here. I feel like
are you Naked Skins?
Yeah, will Naked Skins come see my show?
That's our alter ego band.
Yeah, see, we can all have alter egos and then do anything we want. Yeah, well, you're invited either way. You don't have to commit right now, but you're invited. Everyone's invited. Yeah.
Have you guys been to a play at Good Luck Macbeth before?
It's hard to say tonight, right? Too, I flubbed it up to glob blop
glob
blop
glob glop.
GLM.
No. GLM.
Yeah. I've never been to one.
No.
It's so awesome. It's really cool. So.
Over there at 124 Taylor Street.
Check them out. So it's right by Shays. So you could go to like...
No.
It's around the corner from Shays now.
It's
still right by Shays. You just have to walk past that terrible motel.
The 777.
Yeah. Just go down the alley.
I go right through that parking lot. I'm not even scared.
I don't
I
do
go.
That. I don't
I
ever
go.
Do that. Because I don't want to get stabbed.
I do.
Or like step on a fucking crack needle. You don't use
it's
that.
On it's, crack. Stabby it's on Taylor crack. Street.
Do you use needles of crack?
And the Saints.
Yeah, come on down, families. It's great. Damn it, you guys.
No
I'm
sorry, no.
Come now.
It's a great it's not theater like in a beautiful neighborhood.
In Midtown,
our neighbors
there's just one
are a
or two
church.
Places that crackheads live.
It's between Shays and a church. You're fine. It's true. I'm not
somewhere
lying.
Between Shays and the church. It's very near the Buddhist Center, right?
A little bit, yeah. Same street, Taylor.
So see what a great neighborhood that is. Lots of family homes are right there. It's not, not a bad place. Yeah.
Come on, you guys.
Come on.
That's right.
And it's a good time.
It is a most good important. Time.
We it's... also we have a bar at the theater
there
as well.
There is a bar.
It's a wonderful
and
bar.
Because it's the holiday show. I'm sure there's going to be eggnog.
Now I just might go.
Okay, we'll be there.
Yeah. Some VIP eggnog
there's
seating.
There's VIP like seat service.
Front row.
Seating, you know, for a little extra Skrilla. You get a personalized service from the bartending staff.
Oh, so, hey now.
Oh, yeah. It's, especially at the Christmas show, it's usually a good time. There's also usually some lovely snacky comestibles.
Comestibles?
What is that?
Snacky comestibles. Yes, things you can eat.
You must have never heard that word.
I've stolen that directly from a Monty Python skit, the cheese shop skit.
Ooh, I hope we have cheese.
Comestibles.
Comestibles, yeah.
I learned something today.
We learned a lot of things today. I already forgot the other thing we learned,
though. I forgot the first one, though.
Oh, money, your band, right. But no, the Patreons get that only.
They,
so
nobody knows.
We can't talk
where
about
the
it.
Name Lincoln's going to
you got
to
beep
from.
That out, Rick.
Surprise. Damn it.
Sorry.
Well, now you know the thing you don't get to know because you don't subscribe to the Patreon.
But no, I didn't give it away.
Nice.
We didn't give the answer away.
Speaking of Patreon.
Exactly.
Yep.
Speaking of Patreon and what we're talking about, if you're a regular Patreon subscriber for at least, Rick,
$5 or more,
you get a special little email from us once a week with bonus material, including a song you won't hear on the rest of the show and lots of way funnier things than we are actually going to say on the show.
Way
so if you're not a subscriber, you're missing out already.
And sometimes we reveal secrets.
So many secrets.
Podcast exclusives, yeah. Bringing them to you since 2011. The Worst Little Podcast.
And it's trying to do the math.
Patreon.com/worst little podcast.
Nice.
Yeah, check
and
us
give
out.
Give us anything, but $5 or more, you get the extra show.
And it's cool stuff.
Worth it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Shit, you guys.
What happened?
Should we have, like, more music?
I think it's time for a song. And then we'll talk to the band.
Clearly,
a
the universe wants us to have a song.
Did John ever
even
sit down?
I felt that, too.
You yep. did?
I did.
Oh. We're all laying down, actually.
Yeah, let's all
stand up. Everybody get up.
Like, at the end of the time warp when everybody melts to the ground.
See, what the audience doesn't know is that we all dance while the band plays. We mosh around in this little room.
Huge studio we've got. It's like a
walk-in closet, practically.
Telephone.
It's hard not to mosh in the tiny space.
Okay.
Are you all ready?
No crowd surfing.
Okay.
Hey, let's introduce the song.
All right, this next song is Tour Duty.
Mention that today is Veterans Day.
I was thinking that same thing, but it's not going to be when this happens.
No. That's true.
It was, but it's still a good week for remembrance and
that
stuff.
That was awesome.
So the audience is all, yeah, that's rad for 3 days ago.
Right.
That was cool that one day.
Yeah.
But not today.
Oh, Riku could say that line from Patton. Is it from Patton?
We'll use their guts to grease the tracks of our tanks.
That's right.
Yeah. Patton, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Wow, that's a deep cut right there.
I don't have a lot of call for that. Yeah. So
Use it when you can.
I didn't know Riku said shit like that.
Yeah, Riku's a real, you know,
it's pretty existential
aficionado of
war films.
George C. Scott, big big fan of the Scott. Yeah,
shit's dope.
That is so obtuse.
So hey, you guys. So I asked some folks for some new bands. Hey, like, throw some names at me, bands we haven't heard before. Sweet. People want to get on the show. Cool, and I reached out to you, John, and we checked out some of your tracks and really liked it.
Nice.
How long have you guys been playing? Are you relatively new? Or you been around for a while and we were just sleeping on it?
No, we've all played. We're all, you know, all been in bands, but this band is about six months. Seven.
Okay. Like that.
That's a baby.
Yeah, it's a new band, really new band. But yeah, we've all played in other bands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
name off the list of the bands you've been in.
Any folks we might have caught at various watering holes and dive bars?
Sometimes it's hard to meet all the band members, you know.
Well, around here, I was in a band called Dead Letter Disciple. I was the singer for that band.
Okay,
I've heard of that.
Yeah. So, and then,
but just singing, not playing guitar.
Singing and playing guitar occasionally, the occasional lead, occasional backup rhythm, but mostly a vocalist for that band.
Okay.
Nice.
How about you, John?
Well, I'm from Los Angeles, and I've been in numerous bands, just whatever named. One band was called Pig Giant, and another one was Electric Tirade, and, you know, and I mean, played numerous places.
My mom says there's a lot of bands in L.A.
How long have you been in Reno?
3 years. 3 years I've been here. Yeah. Fuck.
Why'd you come to Reno?
I took a job transfer.
Oh, were you hella sad? Or were you like, this is going to be so
why,
great?
Why didn't I take the red pill?
Nah, man, I actually dig it, dude, because L.A. just became a pit, so I just didn't want to be there anymore.
Yeah, it's a lot more chill here. Yeah. As far as like traffic and
it sure is, man.
Egos and shit.
Yeah exactly. Yeah, so that's what I did. I took the transfer and got up here.
And I'm sorry.
No, when somebody gets stabbed here, it makes the news.
Mr. Drummer, I forgot your name already.
Jay Whiskey.
Jay Whiskey. Thank you.
Take a sip.
What about you?
Nice.
After the show, come talk to me. Are you a Battleborn? Are you a Reno native? Or have you?
No. I'm from the Bay Area, okay. Santa Cruz, California, born and raised. And then I came out here, been here like 2 years now. So
okay.
It's cool.
That's dope. How'd you guys meet each other?
I met John through working, actually. I met his girlfriend, and I was just talking about how I played drums. And then me and John linked up, and then with another band, and then we ended up finding Paul, and now we're just
the
Golden
Paul
Girls.
We found Paul on the side of the
road. Beautiful, we just picked him up.
And you're keeping it.
We dusted him off.
Which Golden Girl are you?
Freaking Paul Larson.
He was a stray dog, and we got him.
Jay Whiskey, which Golden Girl would you be if you guys are the Golden Girls?
Rose. All day.
Nice.
Dude, I've hung out with you guys, and you are way more Dorothy than Rose.
Oh, very true, very true.
Hey, save it for the quiz, Rick.
I'm sorry. Rick.
All right.
Both of you.
Yeah, we're getting ahead of
whoever you are.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever your name is, Nick,
doesn't
Rick.
Doesn't matter.
Two-headed man.
The ick.
Oh. Rick.
Ernick.
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 Nitchard.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Nitchard.
Rickolas and Nitchard.
Pretty good.
Names are my favorite.
Wait, we've really gotten some trouble doing this once before, so we should
careful. We should now's a good time to stop.
Chuck, Bo Buck, Banana, hi.
Right. You know where that was going.
You guys been pretty active these last few months. You've like kind of tackled the show scene since the end of the summer here.
Yeah, man, we wanted to get out there.
I mean, I've seen you. You guys been playing about at least every other weekend, all across town, and Sparks.
Yeah, we kind of had a splurge of shows that we did
sexually.
Splurge.
That's good. That's how you get
good to get your name out there at the beginning. Yeah,
yeah, man, for sure.
Good
job,
Amy. Amy's helping.
Jubs. Davidson's.
Davidson's, yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Baby, that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
Hey now, Chewy.
Why How could he say shit like that?
He was a door guy. He fingered both people's moms.
He's an open book.
Your mom's a grown woman. She can make a choice for herself.
That's right.
Damn straight.
I'm sorry. Oh, Davidson's is a great place.
Has nothing to do with those drops at all.
No. No, that was a drop about the Zephyr. So, but
favorite show so far that you guys have played?
Shit, man. The last show we played. Yeah, man, we tore it up pretty good. We opened for Anchors for Airplanes.
Yeah, with Brandon.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I say that was our best show. I mean,
I think so too.
That was our fourth show. We just wanted to get out there.
Yeah, hopefully they just all get better and better, huh?
Was there one that everything went horribly wrong and you guys totally sucked?
No, we were fucking badass.
They're perfectionists every time, Rick. What are you talking about?
Get it right.
They've all been good. They've all been fun. So,
yeah.
That is so boring.
Who would know? It's just so
boring.
That's
a good answer,
it?
Though. What was your favorite show? The last show I played.
The last show we played.
Anytime. Anyone, what's your best show?
The next show will be our favorite show.
What's your favorite song? The one
Who's
we just
some
wrote?
Of your favorite local bands that you would want to play with or you
or
have
played,
played
with again or would play with
what would you
in
say,
the past?
What would you say?
The Cryptillians were cool. We like.
Fuck yeah, they are. Yeah.
Cryptillians were cool.
Quick setup, too. Two guitar cabinets.
Yeah.
Stop talking engineer.
I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Too fancy.
Man, those guys are Dorks. Great because it's you really nerd. Simple to plug them in.
Hey, that's what gets the characters excited.
I love the Cryptillians.
Sol was pretty dope, too. I ain't gonna lie.
Who?
Sol. Or the
oh, Sol. Sol.
Oh,
yeah.
Sol. Fuck, yeah.
We had Jonathan. Them on a few
dude,
weeks ago.
They're,
yeah,
don't
they're
give,
recent guests of the
don't
show.
Don't give Jonathan caffeine or cocaine.
Dude.
Ever.
Jonathan used to work at the radio station. He was a remote tech.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He's an awesome little dude. We
did, did he just freak out and like...
No, he's busy pursuing his musical career right now.
He comes fucking over here and he's like, give me coffee, right?
Yeah, he's a little fast.
I try to make him decaf and not tell him, but
it's all natural.
Matter.
It's all natural.
We were sharing secrets earlier. I got a secret for you.
Oh, no.
Jonathan plays handbells in my bell choir.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh, my God.
I got him enjoyed a couple months ago.
At church?
Yeah.
I love
Jonathan.
We're all connected.
He's
that
a dear
makes
friend.
Me have more respect for him. I love him.
Don't give
awesome.
Him. Don't give him cocaine.
No.
Not at church, especially.
Don't give it to him.
Handbell church.
Handbell.
Oh, that would be so
bad.
She
shows up on Sunday morning
guys,
just a few
will,
hours.
Here's my rendition of Poker come. Face on the bells.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'll send you that
yes.
later.
Yes. Do you guys have any room for handbells in your band?
Everyone's got sure.
Derek, I'm just trying to pimp you out because I just want handbells everywhere now.
Handbells really do fill out a sound.
You have to talk to Jay Whiskey. She's in charge of percussion.
They're a pain to record this, so have fun with that.
Oh, I bet ribbon mics would help because they're so dingy. Ribbon mics are soft.
Again,
the top end,
Rick.
You know,
no, you're going to engineering.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We'll stop over here.
Shit.
What?
So, you guys... Do you like being in a band? Do you find it works out with the ladies or the gents, whatever?
You mean, is it stimulating being in a band? Is that what you're asking me?
Have you gotten laid from being in a band?
Well, this one time at band camp. No, I'm just kidding.
Every
just kidding.
Night.
Every night.
I had to get myself off.
Lincoln Scoots.
And then in the morning.
How often a week do you guys practice?
Thought you were gonna ask something
you know
else.
What? It's just once a week
I
now.
I thought it was going somewhere else, too.
Yeah, it's just once in a week.
Oh, no, we'll ask that on the quiz.
How often do you practice?
Yeah. Practice in quotes.
Right on. And
freebasing with gays.
Are you guys like friends? Do you do things besides play music on your off time?
No.
we don't even like each other.
It's just,
all,
it's just business.
Got it's all it. Business.
Happen to show up at the same spot every Thursday.
Very cool.
6:30.
Just be there.
That's it.
We got a little Washington State, California war going on, you know, since I'm a Washingtonian originally.
Yeah.
Wait, the state or the capital
the
city?
The state. Like
Washington,
like Seattle,
would imply.
Yeah, like
one of them is
the
like
Pacific Northwest, not the
yeah
the East Coast.
Whenever you say you're from Washington, they assume it's Seattle. But yeah, I'm from like the Olympia, Tacoma area, you know, about an hour and a half south of Seattle.
Right on.
So yep,
the sticks.
Well, actually, literally the sticks. I spent a lot of my time in this little town called Yelm, Washington, which is like
Y-E-L-M.
Y-E-L-M. It's the sound the trucks make when they go through town. It's that kind of...
Yeah. We all had to try that out.
So it's like lots of clouds and trees and weed?
Yeah, pretty much. It's more of a meth kind of town, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more of a meth
go
town.
Go lay down.
Oh. Guys, there's nothing wrong with meth. You know.
Well, kind of.
I love a nice heaping spoon.
I snort all the time nowadays.
Don't beat a dead horse. Okay.
All right. No, no, we shouldn't.
Was that you, Jay?
It was me. Save a little bump for the morning.
Stop it.
We can do half now.
Right now.
If we had some meth, you guys, we could, you know.
We could, like, do half of it right now and half after the show.
Yes, I agree.
Stop it.
Oh, no.
Let's do another song. What do you guys say?
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. And then I'd like to ask some questions of my own.
So this next song is called Stray.
Can I pick that as my favorite one?
That was awesome.
It's my favorite one.
It's my favorite one.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yes.
Favorite song is the last one you play.
It works. But
best
I mean it.
For last.
That was awesome.
That was called Stray?
Stray.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. I like that.
Like a stray little pup.
I'm telling you, that's why I wrote that song, because we found
it's on all platforms, too. Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio.
Nice.
We're on everything.
And you guys spell it. Lincoln Skins with a Z.
With a Z,
Z, yes.
That's important.
Skins. Z.
That's important.
Write that down. With a Z.
We're Good Luck Macbeth with a Z.
No, don't tell people that. They'll go look for it.
That's going to take them down an internet
.org. Regular old .org.
.orgs.
Oh, remember Lincoln Logs?
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. Was that named after, like, President Lincoln
some
pooping?
At my house. No. Because he was a log splitter.
Oh. So am I on a good night. So what, that you have some at your house? Is it like a big set?
I want to come over and play with Lincoln Longs.
Yeah, I have. Yes, I have some for the lad when he gets older.
You need like a ton to really, really build something.
Yeah, otherwise you can build like half of the house and a fence.
Right. You're supposed to have friends that share their locks.
We need to get way more, Rory. And I almost want those for Christmas. And that was the best toy to build something and then destroy. Because it didn't hurt. If you built something out of Legos and destroyed it, it would hurt. Like, you know,
yeah,
but Lincoln Logs, you could fucking knock that shit over and it
Rick's
would explode.
For
so, oh, God, I'd love it. But I
until,
need a ton of them.
Until they splintered in half and your cousin was using it as a shiv.
Aww. Or for killing vampires. Killing vampires.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're an 8-year-old you is a vampire, sure.
I heard Abraham Lincoln was a vampire killer.
Fuck, and his Lincoln Logs were used. Uh-huh. That's such a great...
It's all coming together. Yeah.
Shut up, Nick. You're revealing too much.
It's for Patreon. Come on.
False flag. False flag. The Illuminati is not here. Oh, wait. What? Hey, Lincoln Skins, when's your next show? Do you have anything lined up?
Well, we're in talks. Sorry to cut you off there for the Beard Festival, right?
What's the Beard Festival?
Down in Carson City?
I don't know.
See, that's the thing. We don't know where the location is. We have a date. It's supposed to be the
Might
Best
be in
the West
Virginia
Beard
City.
Festival.
Yeah. It's either in VC or Carson City.
Oh, there was one
City.
In Wingfield last year. There was
They've held it in different places. Right. I think they're still working on a venue because they want to do it inside because it's going to be chilly because we're looking at November 23rd.
Yep.
So
it's not for sure.
So if they find a place to have it, we're going to be playing it.
That's exciting.
That's good. Beard Fest.
So I'll start growing our beards now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing it.
I've been working on it.
Mm-hmm. is that how you do it?
Not really. Oh. Yeah, you grunt a whole lot. It's like pooping
push out of my
face.
Chin.
Push!
That's exactly how it works, Jamie. Yeah, you just haven't done it enough. Guys do it all day long. That's why we're kind of dicks.
Like neck kegels.
That should go on the fridge for a
neck kegels.
I guess that's just swallowing, isn't it? Technically.
Oh my God. If you do them all day, you have more intense orgasms.
Practice.
Right. In your throat. My throat is so strong right now.
There's a party in your... No, okay. Rick, can I get my music?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the time of the show that the band's probably not ready to be prepared for it at all. I'm going to ask them a series of uncomfortable questions they probably don't want to talk about in public, and we're going to laugh and ridicule, applaud them and score them.
Give us some points.
And judge them.
Sexually.
Are you ready to play?
I don't think they're ready.
Are you ready to play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ready as we'll ever be, I guess.
All right.
Jazz, are you ready?
Jay Whiskey, I'm going to start with you. Trapped on a desert island, your mother, your brother, or your lover, who do you cannibalize first?
I don't have a brother, so my brother.
All right, best friend or sibling.
Answer.
You got to substitute somebody of that same quality.
I'd probably do my best friend. Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I'd go for that. That's good meat. Yeah.
Fuck that cat.
That's
you know where
Rican
it came
meat.
From.
That's good
you know
stuff.
Where it came from. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a really close friend who's Mexican.
Stop it.
Basically.
Stop it.
She does. It's not bad.
I mean...
Riku can know Mexican people, Rory.
Shut
it's
up.
Good food.
Okay.
Did everyone answer that one?
No.
Only one person did.
Oh, this is everybody.
Oh, yeah. Just the band?
I think Amy needs to take
the
quiz,
too. What was the question again?
It's been a while.
All right. Amy, can Amy get in on this?
We didn't have a real quiz on the last show.
And Derek.
And Derek. I'm already done this.
Jamie's been through it a
million times. Y'all do it. Yeah, go. Amy.
What's my question? Oh,
same question.
Can you repeat the question?
Mother, brother, or lover? On a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
What are the choices?
Mother, brother, or lover?
Lover, for sure.
Get that one out of the way. Good
that was easy.
I'm going to go brother on that one.
Derek, you're going with your brother? All right.
I would say lover. I've eaten it already, so I know.
Yeah.
One last time.
Oh, shit, Paul. Damn. We getting dirty up in here. Okay.
Same. Yeah.
The greatest sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yeah. John, good save, good save, good save.
If you really love me, you'll let me eat you.
Nice.
Nick?
Oh, who would be the biggest influence in your artistic career?
Going to Amy first.
Yeah. Well, I've been watching the Fosse Verdon thing on Hulu. I love Bob Fosse. Biggest influence, I don't know, but he's a killer dancer. Was a killer dancer. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
See, that's why I hired her.
Very good. Yeah.
Most influential artist?
Yeah. Well, like
guitar player, musician.
Like, who inspired you the most
to do
what you do?
Been a lot of them, but probably the first one was Angus Young. I wanted to be Angus Young.
Okay. Very good answer.
One of the only good reasons to wear shorts on stage if you are Angus Young.
Rory's not allowed to wear shorts on stage.
Shut up. You're hot.
Well, because I'm left-handed, Jimi Hendrix. And then Tony Iommi.
Nice. Jay Whiskey?
I would say Elvis Presley. That's my boy.
Yeah.
And then I would say...
Somebody just got more points on that question.
My great-great-grandma, Angie Trippi, she was a drummer. She started it all, so...
Very cool. Nice. Very good answers.
She's killing it.
Very good answers. You want to ask one, new girl?
Ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, shit, I wasn't prepared for interview questions.
I will ask while you think about it.
Okay.
Okay.
What was the first album you purchased with your own money?
Why do I have to start every time somebody else?
No, go the other way.
John, you first.
Oh, it was a Led Zeppelin album. And that's all really I remember. I was
old.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's true, man. Was it a record?
I think it was.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. See, you really are. Yeah.
I know I was about 14 or 15 years old, too. So, yeah, it's been a long time.
You get more points if you know the name of the album.
You know what? I think it was Coda. You remember that Coda?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Coda album?
Oh, yeah.
Unique.
My dad had that album.
Yeah.
Mine would be Mine?
Mine?
Mine? Judas Priest, Screaming for Vengeance.
And then
I saw them in 83, the Defenders of the Faith tour.
Did you feel betrayed when you found out he was queer?
Nah, I didn't give a shit.
That's why you like them.
Fucking guy could sing his ass off.
Metal and spikes and leather? Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, exactly, right?
You guys and the singer for Queen. Sorry.
I watched Police Academy. I knew what
Spoiler
was going
alert.
On.
Am I back up?
Yeah.
So I was a girl of the 80s, Duran Duran.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
which one?
I don't remember. I don't
Oh, my God.
Long.
You don't remember if it was Seven and the Ragged Tiger or
No, it was
Rio?
After that.
Rio.
It might have been Rio. I think it was Rio.
Or the live album was super popular.
Hungry like
Jay Whiskey.
Mine was an Elvis record. It was Elvis, what was it? Elvis Golden Records.
Okay. Like the golden hits.
Yeah, it was good stuff like Jailhouse Rock, all the basic ones. But yeah,
so
it was
like
good.
His top like number one hits.
Yeah, basically.
Derek.
Mine was the original cast recording of Chicago because I'm one of those kids.
Show
too. My first was Culture Club Color by Numbers.
Ooh,
yeah.
So
nice.
We're in the same like that. Those should have been in the same section.
All right, I thought of a question.
Okay, go.
So we're on the worst little podcast. If you had a podcast, what would it be called?
Got me on that one.
There's nothing
you got me
name.
On that one. Starring John Evangelista.
What could you talk a lot about?
I mean, mine would be the Handbell Podcast.
Obviously,
Handbells
that is what the galore. World needs.
One of these days, it'll come back.
That'd be something sarcastic, I'm sure.
something
sarcastic.
Perfect.
I stumped him.
Keep it.
Amy, what's your podcast called?
Welcome to the show.
When in Rome. Jay Whiskey.
Naked Skins.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
You can have that. You can
It'd
have that.
It'd be a good time.
Nick, if you were on a podcast, what would you
Okay.
I'd
name
kidding.
It the worst little podcast.
Good answer. Hey! Good answer.
Great answer.
Points.
Damn, Nick, that's fucked up.
It's already taken.
Right.
That's what Chewie said.
It's a question back to me. I'm going to go with my standby favorite. Jay Whiskey, I'll start with you again. Upon your demise, where would you haunt? If you were a ghost, where would you haunt?
A strip club.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good
answer. I wouldn't fuck those bitches.
Any
up.
Specific one or just a generalized? The closest one?
I would probably
one.
Say like penthouse up in San Francisco.
Okay, so yeah. a nice one.
Dude, yeah, a never, decent one.
It's always dark in there. There's never a ray
it's
of sunshine.
So dark.
It's perfect.
So dark. And they would just cry. It'd be beautiful.
That's dark.
Like dancers' lives aren't difficult enough.
I mean, maybe Graceland, too,
being
on a good day.
Oh, Graceland.
Yeah,
so
I'd
awesome.
Probably post up in there. Yeah.
All that shag carpet.
Definitely.
Hang out with Elvis, the ghost of Elvis.
Oh, my God. So many illegal things. Rattles
Elvis. Rattle, the, rattle the cages of
oh my
the
God,
bars
I
on Scatter's
on
cage
all of his
in
clothes.
The back.
Oh, God. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Put grass on the statues.
Yes.
Rick knows what I'm talking about. It's a long story covered on a different Elvis episode of this
we
show
don't have
that
time.
We do not have time for at this
is
point.
Is it John's turn? Did he answer?
I would say a stage. I'd haunt the stage. Any stage.
Any stage.
Good luck, Macbeth. He'll be
the
there
Phantom
for the show.
Of the bass.
Yes.
that's a good one.
I burned your answer there.
Yeah, you burned my answer, yeah. I'd probably haunt my children just for fun.
There you go.
Oh, my God, yes.
Just show up every once in a while.
That's what everybody does.
Derek?
Probably the tech booth at GLM.
Fuck yeah.
That already happens, though. Like, that's real. That's your life.
Well,
now.
He'll have friends.
He's just going to stay there.
I'll just always be there.
Hence, that's why he
he's
would
comfortable.
Haunt it. Yeah, he's just resonated
it's
with the
there.
Building
All
now.
My stuff's there. I guess I'll
I've already moved in. I'm gonna...
Amy?
I don't have a good answer. I don't know. Mar-a-Lago. Is that too political?
Somewhere with a hot tub.
There you go.
Somewhere warm where I can make a difference.
If you were on a celebrity road trip, who's the celebrity you'd go with and what car would you guys drive?
Damn.
It's a lot of information.
Start with, let's start with Jay Whiskey.
I'd probably be with G-Eazy in like a all black Lamborghini.
Nice.
Yeah, that'd be a good time.
Rolling. G-Eazy?
Yeah, he's a rapper from the Bay Area. Okay. I fuck with him, so yeah.
Very cool. John?
Stumped.
Stumped again.
I'm not familiar with that artist. Is it another Stumped. Rapper? Stumped.
She going to take
it's
the pass?
In a
it's
Studebaker.
Dennis Murphy.
Oh my God, Dennis Murphy. Pass.
Dennis Murphy in an ice cream truck.
That's a great image. Nobody but us knows what I've...
Paul, Paul, your turn.
Okay.
How about Angus Young and a 67 Mustang GT?
There you go.
Not bad.
Creative.
Very nice. Amy?
Prince in a purple limousine.
Yeah.
I want to be on that trip.
Do you got like that?
Then you have to take
again, do the hot tub on the back of the limousine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Amy and Rick's answers are going to be real similar.
Derek?
Oh, goodness. I would probably say Jonathan Groff and too way too gay to know anything about cars. So.
any car.
Any car. I don't know. There's
maybe
a
you guys go roller skating.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
So many wheels.
So rad. I love roller skating.
Did you think of one, John?
Will Ferrell.
Yes.
What
so
kind of car?
Sorry.
VW.
I need a bus.
A bug.
So much room
VW
for activity.
VW thing.
The thing.
All right. Remember. Couple points for that. Rick, or new girl.
What? No.
One last final question, Rick, or should we just go to rapid fire?
Well, I mean, we could ask a big bad one.
Let's just go to rapid fire. Then.
Excellent.
It's so
who
rapid.
Who wins in a fight, Amy? A python or an eagle? Go.
Rapid.
A python.
Rapider.
Eagle.
Eagle.
Derek.
Eagle?
Derek.
Good question.
Oh.
Eagle.
This isn't a question.
Donkey or walrus?
Who
donkey.
Wins in a fight?
Walrus. Donkey.
Walrus.
Derek.
It's definitely a walrus.
Okay.
Obviously.
Rapid
you
fire?
Met a walrus?
Who wins in a fight, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
J.J. Abrams, obviously.
Mm, okay. Oh, he is the winner.
You just lost all of the points accumulated until now.
Halloween or Christmas?
Halloween.
No, Amy,
Halloween.
Christmas. We're doing a goddamn Christmas,
Christmas
show,
you assholes.
You're all supposed to say Christmas.
Does this mean I'm fired?
Yes.
Okay, I guess that's Christmas then.
Thank you, Paul.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Halloween.
All right. Derek?
Christmas?
Yes. Yes, Derek.
There's no bells
you
on Halloween.
Still have a job,
there's no bells on Halloween.
Oh, but there could be.
What's this? What's this?
It's magic.
Yeah. Rolling Stones or Beatles?
Rolling Stones.
Beatles.
Beatles.
Rolling Stones.
Beatles.
John or Paul?
Jay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Paul.
Paul.
John.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, John.
We are talking authors of books of the Bible, right?
John Paul
I was
Sartre?
Talking. Yeah. I was talking to Pope.
Oh, yeah.
Popes.
Oh, okay.
John Paul.
Popes. Pope or
well, then
nope.
It's definitely John.
Innocent the Eighth. That's no.
Rick, rapid fire.
Ah, circumcised or not?
Yes.
What do you prefer, Amy?
Not.
Yes.
Circumcised.
Wow.
Definitely circumcised.
You better have your shit clean. That's all I'm saying.
Derek?
Yes.
Yes.
Who wins in a fight?
Werewolf or vampire?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Werewolf, for sure.
Werewolf.
I go werewolf.
Derek?
Vampire?
Jay
Wiz? All his answers are questions.
I'd say a vampire. Yeah.
The vampire.
Vampire.
Well, they're like immortal, right? With it, I guess if the
werewolf... Moving along, we've already got our answers.
Damn
moving
it,
along.
That isn't rapid for me to think about it too
hard. More rapid.
Coors or Bud?
Ew.
Bud, definitely.
Coors.
Bud.
Bud.
Who wins in a fight, Ted Bundy or Charles Manson?
Ted Bundy.
Yeah, Ted Bundy.
Good old Manson.
Crazy.
Good old Manson.
Derek?
Ted Bundy.
I just like these who wins in a fight scenarios.
I like
peanut butter or jelly? Who wins in a fight?
Is that a real question?
Jelly.
Yeah, no, who wins in a fight? Like an anthropomorphized body made of jelly versus one made of peanut butter. Who wins in a fight?
Jelly.
Peanut butter.
Jelly.
Jelly. Jelly's on top, right?
Oh. Peanut butter.
Chunky
thicker,
or
though.
Smooth?
Peanut butter. Chunky kicks ass. Oh, man.
There's a layer, a second layer to that question.
Peanut butter. And that's the music. I think
I think it's time for me to add up the scores here on my calculator.
I win. Oh, I didn't play.
Man, I'm going to have to say, I think it was a tight race. Unfortunately, Paul, you came in kind of dead last.
Oh, sorry, Paul.
Oh, shit. Sorry, only Paul. Like 700
It was
points.
A tight race for last, and I
yeah,
and
John,
I managed to
John
make it.
Only beat you awesome. Out of last by 2 points.
Awesome.
Leaving it up to, oh, yeah, and Derek, you also failed on a number of questions.
Yeah.
Derek, I thought you did really good.
All of your points. Like, you only had 300 points in the second half of the show. So, Amy and Jay Whiskey, it was a really tight race, but I'm going to have to give it to the drummer from Down Under.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's right.
Jay
congratulations.
Whiskey. Killing it.
7,422 points.
Wow.
Great job.
Wow.
Great
amazing.
Job.
I'm about to go to a casino.
There you go. Take this luck. For the worst little podcast would nod. It'll get you something. Yeah.
Yeah. Throw $5 in. Fuck it.
Into what? Like what game?
I don't know.
How many songs do you guys have
it?
Left
just
for us? Do you have one
bucks.
Or two left? Yeah. Or you want to do one more right now, and then we'll say our goodbyes and say our plugs?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Ready?
Sure. Sounds good.
Yeah. Just do it.
Do it. All right.
What do you want to talk about?
What is coming up? We don't have Ian. We don't have Cadillac Kim. They usually know
shit.
What's coming up this week.
We'll think about it.
Mary
while
Energy
playing.
Is coming up on the 13th and 14th of December.
That's true.
So far away.
For August.
I'm sure
Foreman.
There's something this weekend though.
Oh yeah, I was while he was talking about Mary Anarchy, I was going to look it up, Rick.
Oh, thanks.
We're vamping.
Hey, and Rick, did you look up the costume designers this week?
No, God damn it.
So Mary Anarchy's coming up, benefit for August Foreman.
Oh.
Please come out and
Everybody knows that the costume designer this week is Stacy fucking Toll.
All right.
Oh, hey, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
The best ever.
She's fantastic costume this week.
Wait, costumes?
Feathers?
What are you talking
about?
Girl, costume
I look like Stevie Nicks.
For the show.
She dresses us up.
Yeah.
For what we're wearing right
now?
She's a
Patreon subscriber.
Our fancy costumes?
Really,
that's right.
Really amazing.
That's
this
all
week.
Stacey?
I was blown away, yeah.
Really
this,
big,
this
like,
week.
Really big 70s hat.
Shoulder pads and like feathers. It. It's awesome.
She's crafty.
Ooh, that's happening now, so that doesn't do them any good.
Meanwhile, the band has all had another birthday while Nick is looking up the event.
Let's hear a song while we think about it.
They broke up and got back together.
I have dementia.
I've got dementia. Oh.
The name of this song is Rock With Me.
Rocking through the town, bring the punk rock and spread it all around. Gonna need you, make it to the scene. Gonna need you to come rock with me. 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 Take a moment, see what we're about. Let me hear you start to scream and shout. Gonna need you to make it to the scene. Gonna need you to come rock with me. Rock with me. Rock with me. Rock with me.
That one too.
I know. That was like, now that's my favorite song.
That's my new favorite one.
Cool.
Yeah, that's my favorite. The third one.
Nick,
favorite.
Did you ever find anything?
Yeah, so what's coming up? We got Snow the Product on Friday.
Wait,
at Jub Jub's.
Jerb Jerb.
Phrasing?
Snow the Product. I believe he's
a
rapper.
She?
She is a hip hop
artist.
Artist, yes. The kids are going to hip-hop shows over at Jub Jub's. You can do that. That's a big fun thing. The Schizopolitans are going to be over at Picnic the same
Freaky
night this
weird.
Friday.
With Newspell and yep. DJ Tiger Bunny.
Fuck yeah.
Ooh, love Tiger Bunny.
She's got a cool car.
Fuck well, yeah, because they've also, on Sunday, they're also going to be welcoming Boss's
daughter
back to Reno. Maximum Picnic Party Time. So go out and check out those crazy lads who will probably only be in town long enough to catch some sleep. Maybe not a shower.
Dude, and you get hella drunk before you got to go to work on Monday.
They haven't showered since high school. Why would they start now?
They've been on tour since high school.
Exactly.
They shower whenever they shave.
Fine.
What Captured by Robots the night before, though?
That's a Joe Jobs on Saturday.
That's a fun time.
Yeah, but do you know what Captured by Robots is?
You have to
no,
go.
No, I do not.
It's Amos, it's a one-man guy.
Who's been captured by
a one-man guy.
Group of
a
robots.
Human. There's a human in the band.
One.
But the rest of the band is robots.
And he's forced to play shitty speed metal for world domination.
Like Muppets, kind of, but freaky and weird.
The robots.
Robots.
No, they're not Muppets, though. They're
the robots.
They actually, they really
the teddy
do
bear
play
orchestra
music.
Is more
really,
Muppety.
That's right.
They really are robots. It's not, it's like terrifying.
But they're a band. Yeah. It's a band of robots.
Drum machine, like
fastest drummer in the world.
He challenges drummers to try to beat Drumbot. Like, yeah.
You
can't do it.
Jay Whiskey, that sounds like a challenge.
I'm up for it.
It's a good time, though.
Our friends over at Holland Project are having an open house
That's
for the
right.
girls.
That's
girls
right.
Rock Reno.
Nice.
Gina Rose representing some of that
oh,
shit
God,
down there. That's a 1 p.m. deal. That's all ages, of course. It's for the young girls to go do that,
nice.
Who probably don't listen to the show. So let's move on.
That's good.
Not yet, ladies. Not yet.
This one's pretty good. Eddie Spaghetti from Super Suckers, J.D. Pincus from the Butthole Surfers, and Chris Fox. Over at Shay's Tavern on
damn.
Tuesday.
What the fuck?
Tuesday
all
the
together.
19th. So.
Chris
damn.
Fox has a new
damn.
Album out right now.
Hell yeah.
That's right, yep. He does.
The best cover ever.
That's good.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
He'll probably.
Oh, damn.
Chris himself will probably shower on Monday.
Yeah, he's going to look all fancy.
He'll have that one day in between his two shows. So
Febreze his pants off real good.
Air it out.
Right, I know we'll talk about next week's stuff next
week. That's a lot of options.
Okay, a lot of stuff happening in Reno, folks.
Don't say there's nothing to not to do. Not nothing to do. What?
Yeah, don't
there
talk.
Ain't nothing to
in
do.
Your
ain't not
like
nothing
that.
To do.
What the, professional said. Yes, the professional radio.
Yeah, if you
journalist.
Can't find something to do, you are not
idiot.
Trying very hard at
yeah.
all.
Yeah, you suck. You're yeah. boring.
Boring.
There's plenty of things to do out there.
Yeah.
In Reno. Now, finally. When we were young in my day.
Back in my day.
Oh,
there was
you
had to
do.
You had to stab somebody in a warehouse just to have fun in this.
I'd go down to the bunny farms and beat on a log
childhood.
With a stick. That was a rock show.
A rock show is when you took a rock and hit it against your head.
Hit it against another rock.
And we woke up the next day and we did it again. And we didn't. We liked it that way.
How old are you guys?
Excuse me, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Well, I think there's light at the end of the tunnel.
That would be the bonfire that is the end of the show. And a train
dumpster
wreck.
Fire, you mean?
Yeah.
So the GLM start, the GLM thing starts.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah.
Black Friday
we
through.
We open the 29th, and we've got a couple matinees in December. We'll close, obviously, the weekend before December. It's like the 22nd.
So
you got four or five weekends to come.
You mean the weekend before Christmas.
That's right. What I said, right?
You said December.
You know what
the
I mean.
The weekend before December.
The weekend.
They're going to open for Black Friday and be closed.
It's a one-time only show.
That's not
before
true.
Before Christmas is what I meant. Yeah, we won't do the Christmas show after
it's
Christmas.
It's like 4-week run, right?
That's dumb.
I think it's 17 performances?
Something like who's counting? Yeah. Live music every time.
Woo!
That's so good.
Yeah,
badass.
And Amy
and
has made the
dances
amazeballs.
Any Sunday matinees?
There's two, yeah.
Two
go
Sunday.
To the...
Any Wednesday shows?
I think there's one.
Fuck yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Is Wednesday good for you, Rick?
Yeah, that's my only.
That's your
only
okay.
day, Rick.
My only
day.
We'll get you in on a Wednesday. Yeah,
and then it's funny, right?
Hell yeah, it's funny. It's
no,
hilarious.
It's sad and depressing.
No, it's
about
very
dead
funny.
Puppies.
Actually, no spoilers.
They really do staple the little antlers onto the mice every night.
Method acting, even for the mice. Meth acting.
Meth acting.
I only hired true meth actors. It's a lengthy audition process. They're at rehearsal right now while I'm doing this. I'm really
smoke
proud of my cast. Honestly,
that's awesome.
They have worked so freaking hard.
We wanted some cast members on to be like
they're
in
busy.
Character.
No, I'm
fun.
A slave driver. They are busy. They're nice. Not allowed a night off till Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They have to earn it.
That's right.
Yeah. So come see the show.
You guys better be off book by Thanksgiving.
By
or no.
Christmas when the show's over.
If you're not off book by Thanksgiving, you're out. I'm replacing you with the understudy.
I'll do it myself.
It's gonna be just a one woman show.
Yeah, one man jam band, Christmas style
with robots.
Yeah, let's do that next year. Write this down.
And Lincoln Skins, again, you guys are trying to work on a show here sometime
you
later
You might
this
be
month.
Playing somewhere the
With
23rd.
With the Beard Festival.
This Possibly,
is, This
yeah.
is true.
But you're on Facebook or something, so people will know, right?
Facebook, Spotify, Instagram, Apple Music, iTunes. Just look us up and you will find us.
Bandcamp.
Reverb Nation as well.
With a Z.
This one time at Bandcamp, you could get all the information about you?
Exactly.
Got it.
That's funny.
All right. Well, I guess for Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Chewbacca. Am I interrupting?
I think you would put your bass on because you're about to play another song.
One more song?
Yeah. Uno Mas? Yeah, Uno Mas song.
We're being asked to do one more. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So for Dogwater Dick, Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Cadillac Kim, Ian Strice, everybody who works and sweats on this show, Stacey Toll for costume designing, Hazel Pethig for just being there all the time.
We've got a lot of people now.
Yeah, we got a whole cast of folks now. This has been another crazy, crazy edition of the Worst Little Pet. Nick's knocking over fans.
We're not done.
An earthquake's happening.
Bye, Nick.
So as a reminder, life is short and we love you. Good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
My favorite
song.
That
is also my favorite.
We saved the most festive one for last.
All my favorites. Yes. Thanks, guys.
A child psychologist told me to beat her unmercifully whenever she acted up.
Dogwater Studios?
Maybe she needs more punishment.
Ding.